God that have been birthed through prayer, and we realize those in our lives. Friends, it's not an idle thing. And God has given us the whole warfare, the armor that we need to put on every single day as we pray. And I hope that you have been encouraged and strengthened and perhaps challenged, maybe even convicted today on the program, The Kneeling Warrior, Winning Your Battles Through Prayer. Again, your gift of $16 or more to Save America Ministries will put this extremely encouraging book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. It's on our website, saveus.org, and you can write to us. And when you write to us to get the book, you might also send a generous gift as the Holy Spirit would prompt you. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Remember, not only the just shall live by faith, but never give up, my friends, never give up.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. For the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Jay Gutierrez, and we're going to be talking about bees, of all things. Jay, thank you very much for being with us. Jay, are you there? Jay Gutierrez, are you there?
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much for being with us. And why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, your background, and why you're so interested in this subject and why it's so really vitally important?
Well, I'll tell you, the bees now, they've been dying off around the globe. It's called CCD, Colony Collapse Disorder. And we had some people that came up to us with that problem. Well, what we do here full-time is we work mainly with degenerative diseases in an alternative way. We mine stones that are radioactive, but we've been helping people for years under what they call radiation, a modality called radiation hormesis. Hormesis is a Greek word which means to excite. Well, after years of working with people, we have our own medical doctors, our own nuclear physicists. I mean, incredible people that have joined together on this journey. It's all run by God. Well, what happened was, is after all these years of using that backing of the theory of radiation hormesis, we were able to validate that it never was radiation helping my people. It was the frequencies the stones were putting out. We actually started by validating out with cattle water tanks, believe it or not. But then we realized with the correct frequency, what we were doing is we started restructuring waters using these frequencies. And so we had, like, I'll give you an example, like with the bees. All right. And these are the same thing with degenerative diseases, like I said, cancer, when they move farmers. But we took these frequencies and I had a hive, a beehive in Virginia is the one we started out with. And what happened was it was on its third year and it was ready to collapse. And the beekeeper gave us a call because I'd helped his family members with some health issues. And what that was is what we did is we sent in one of our stones and we put it in the sugar water. Well, the reason we did this is because water is a carrier of frequency. In other words, that's how you restructure water. Water molecules have a memory. And what we do is you imprint a frequency on it. It spreads to other water molecules, and you've restructured the water.
Now, how do you put a frequency into the water? Do you put some sort of electric charge through it? And how can you do that if it's just simply it's distilled water? But how does this work? What are you really doing? How are you changing the frequency of water?
What you're doing is we're taking these stones we mine. okay, out of it, which is low-grade uranium ore. But we measured all out ourselves. And like I said, I even had one of the medical directors up in the government out here. They know what we're doing. They see we're very safe. We take low-grade uranium ore. And what we'll do is we'll cut a stone, small stone. We measure it out. We go by millirems per hour. And then we just have the beekeepers, or even people that don't have bees. It was amazing. Had a lady that has a garden that just has bees that wants to help them. We'd get one of our stones, put it in the sugar water, and like within Virginia, we noticed because it's a frequency and the bees were attracted to it. First of all, these bees, those frequencies in the stones, they restructure the water. They carry the correct
life. In other words, basically what you're doing is taking depleted uranium stones and putting them in the water, and this then has an influence on the radioactive frequency of the water?
Actually, what it does is, and this is what we found out with the cattle tanks. First, I started putting stones inside the cattle tanks to keep that bad algae off them. Okay, the algae that grows on top of the tank is what it produces acid. And we started putting them in there to clean out the algae and realized it was changing the pHs of the water also.
Okay, so this basically changes the pH of water. We'll be back in just a moment with Jay Gutierrez.
Gold
All right, Jay, you go right ahead.
Significantly undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. It's the day before. The day before. Tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. You know, today is the day to take action.
That thought will be back in a moment.
Too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Jay Gutierrez, and he's talking about how they can use these stones, basically their ore. It would be depleted uranium ore, and the budget is very low dosage. And they use this. They use it in beehives. They use it in water. Where else would you use that, Jay?
Well, I tell you what we've been doing now, and in fact, I'm so excited about more than anything, is, like I said, during the day, we work mainly with people, because that'll always be number one. That was a promise to God. People come first. We work with degenerative diseases. But when we're not doing that, we're also working because we realize the value of these frequencies that he's given us responsibility for, as far as I see it, that we've been working with farmers now. Like, we've been taking waters and these big pivot sprinklers, and the big, big ones about a quarter mile long, and we've been putting these units on there to run the waters through, like, marbles and create vortexes to clear the memory. And then around these units, we have the dust from the stones we mine, which we use what they call GDV photography to show the energies coming off it. And I put this out there on a big pivot out there with alfalfa. And so what we did is we saw, and I've got it out there right now. You can drive over and take a look. I cut the water in half. I have four times the growth. I have no bugs whatsoever on that whole alfalfa. I don't have a hole in the leaf, okay? But these are all from frequencies. We didn't add anything. We just accept the frequencies and change the water. So, and that's what we've been doing with the bees. And we learned to do all these things by starting out. For over the many years now, we've been working with degenerative diseases using these stones. Like I said, when we realized what made them really work, then we were able to guide them in stuff like these global problems of fixing the bees, or farmers who can't get any crops out of their field. Many, many things. Cattle, dairy, been working with dairy. Just incredible things. But, like I say, everybody's calling up or saying things about, let's save the bees. This is why they're dying. This is why they're dying. Nobody really knows. We know it's pesticide. Cell phone. But now let's go to the pesticide. What happens with the pesticide is they put out a toxic molecular structure. Any toxic molecular structures of a crystalline formation. And what we're doing is, when you bring in these frequencies, they just seem to, like, shatter them and they eliminate. All right. So, but understanding how to work them is just what we've been, like I say, we're just scratching the surface and trying to follow it. But we do know one thing: it can't make the wrong move. In other words, when I'm working with someone, let's say with a degenerative disease, they get a response. I know it's doing the right thing. I just got to figure out why.
Basically, you comment that you work with people with degenerative disease. But basically, are these people coming in with diabetes? Are these people with degenerative arthritis? What sort of degenerative diseases are you talking about? And how are you able to help the people?
Okay, I'll give you one out of, this is one of my favorites. And it just happened about 10 months ago. When we used to bring people here to help them out with from all over the world with bad health issues. I mean, all over the world. I've had doctors here from Korea, Africa. And a lady showed up here. She had 4-stage big open breast cancer. She had 4-stage lung cancer and brain cancer, 48 years old. They sent her out here because she was one of the old patients of our medical doctor. And she found him and got a hold of us. We sent her down here. Understanding it was frequency and with the open cancer. Now, with an open cancer, you have acid and decay, all right? What happens is we would totally clear out the tubs and we totally submerge her because the waters carry those frequencies that create the pH, so it neutralizes anything acidic or decaying, and it brings those frequencies directly to the cancer.
All right, now, basically, is this woman then drinking the water? How is she getting the water to the cancer?
We had her drinking it, but we also had her bathing in it in a tub with uranium ore, crystal cola, and magnesium chloride. She's back in Denver now. She's cancer-free.
And how is she doing? Is she improved?
Fantastic. Oh, she healed up faster than I ever thought. In fact, they call her the miracle child there in Denver, but we know exactly what went on.
Okay, well, now, what about the bees? You mentioned this one hive, but how widely have you used this on bees? And certainly, are other people using certainly the stones that you have mined? Are they putting the bee into the hive? How does it work?
Well, like, I have a man. Here's just one of our people. And we're a small group trying to get the word out and helping people around. I have, like, one man over here. He's in the San Luis Valley here in Colorado, huge valley, and they're Mennonite, okay? And they have, like, I think 600 hives. They got stones in every one of their hives, the Mennonites do, and they know that's why these bees are flourishing, okay? Them, and then we have other, in fact, there's other people, like, you can go and read about the bees on our website, nighthawkminerals.com. But if you go to, like, people that work with us, let's say Greenfield Naturals, they've got a program with Save the Bees, is where they're working with us to help save the bees using these technologies, which are very simple. You just have to understand them, and you have to, I mean, the miracles I see with what we do are all, I mean, my whole life is spent on validating these things. So when I get a scientist here, an oncologist, a doctor that can make a trip out here, and we get them from all over, I have to be able to validate everything we do. Because the only way we're going to win with this is with the truth.
All right, now, whereabouts is your facility?
We're out in a ghost town out in southeast Colorado, just above the Oklahoma Panhandle.
Okay, fine. So do you have a, basically, is this where you mine the stones?
No, we're God put us out here, and I understand why more every day, but we do with our people that when we're ready to go mining, we load up our stuff and we go to either Utah. I only mine two places. I mine in Utah and I mine in Wyoming.
Okay, and then basically then, very simply, they just put a stone into the hive with the bees. And have they noticed then a significant increase in the survivability of the bees and a significant increase in the amount of honey produced?
Oh, I'll tell you what happened. Not only increase in all that, but, okay, what happened was is we had six hives with the stones in them doing very well, flourishing, producing more honey than ever. And they were black African bees. And what we did is, as Silver filled over, we put in four hives of these Italian gold bees. They're bigger, a little more docile, easier for these guys to work with. And what we did is, in two of the hives, we put stones in their waters, and the other two we didn't. Well, what happened was the black bees came over and took over the two hives that didn't have the stone because it couldn't defend itself. That's what the beekeepers were telling me. But the two stones that they had in with the Italian golds and the other two hives, they flourished. And they were able to defend themselves because they were healthy.
Well, now, how expensive are these stones?
You're talking for a beehive, we got a special, and they're $55.
Okay, fine. And how long will those stones last? I mean, will they last one season, two seasons, indefinitely? How long do they last?
They have a half-life of 250,000 years. So, in other words, when you're not using them for the bees, if you've got even a health problem, give us a call. If you've got our stones, we help you. We don't charge for that.
Now, what about with these help as far as growing vegetables and other things are concerned?
Oh, absolutely. Like I say, with the alfalfa out here and the corn, like the alfalfa, like I say, is the one I'm working on now. I'm using less than half the water. I sped it up twice as fast, this big old pivot. And I'm getting four times the growth in half the time, and it's all healthy, no bugs, no fertilizers, no pesticides, nothing. All we did was restructure the water with the correct life-giving frequency.
Well, now, but basically, can you alter the frequency that's coming from the stones?
No, you can't. Except now, here's like with a lot of these scientists that I know some really good ones on this subject, and they'll always write me up and they'll say, Jay, how high can you go in milligrams is what I go by with radiation. How high can you go before you cause damage to the body? And I always write them back, why would you even ask me something like that? Because first of all, you can kill yourself with too much water or too much air, for goodness sake. All right. So what happens is I found out over the years and working with medical doctors, all right, that anything that I've got over 30 milligrams is doing no good. In other words, once you pass the effective rate, you're doing no good. So I don't even go there.
But now, how do you know what you're doing? Do you have some sort of meter that can measure the radiation coming from the stones?
Oh, yeah, we use Geiger counters. We use Geiger counters, and see, and like on a rock shop, I have a big board. Let's say the pendants have to be within a certain millirem, the mud packs have to be within certain milligrams, but water, everything has to fall within what we've known over the years that number one is safe for our people, and number two that we know is effective and does work.
Okay, well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Jay, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Jay, would you like to get out your website? Tell people where they can learn more about what you're doing.
Yes, all these things we've learned and helping, like I say, mainly degenerative diseases, go to www.nighthawkminerals.com Or you can call us at our toll-free at 888-563-8389. That's at nighthawkminerals.com.
Nighthawkminerals.com. And basically, how long have you been doing this? And certainly, how frequency is how much has this been used with patients with cancer, say?
We've been doing this. I've been working with the stones for close to 30 years now. But we've been hitting this pretty hardcore full-time for well over five now.
And basically, of course, you just have the cancer patients certainly either bathe in this frequency water or certainly ingest it. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Jay Gutierrez, and Jay certainly is working with the stones. He's working with frequencies. He's working with people with cancer. Basically, somebody had requested that we get your telephone number out again. Would you like to give your telephone number again, please?
You bet. It's 888-563-8389.
Give that one more time, please.
Yes, 888-563-8389.
Now, is this all up on your website, the one?
Yes, it is, on nighthawkminerals.com, and you'll find many things in there, from the bees we work with to testimonials from people that have had all kinds of degenerative diseases, from cancer to macro degeneration.
All right, now, basically, if we wanted to use this type of a water, certainly, for irrigating our vegetable garden, what would we do? How would we do that? Would we, and how would we get the water treated? And would we add minerals to it? What would we do? We certainly have a vegetable garden, and we want to water it, and we want to take advantage of the facilities that you have. How would we go about doing that?
Actually, fairly easy. What we do is go ahead on the water that you're watering your garden with. And I can even direct you to their website, greenfieldnaturals.com. You can go there, you can get one of their water units on it. We supply the dust for those units for them, and that's where we're getting the energy, and that's where we're getting these frequencies from. You can get one of these units from them fairly cheap, install it on your house. We have them on all our houses. Just it's the same thing I'm putting out on these big irrigation systems, but smaller version, and it's working.
Well, I'm sorry, but you put this unit onto your house. I mean, how does that work? How does that influence the garden?
Well, when you put on your house, water that gets out to your garden from your hose.
I see.
Then what it'll do is restructure it by the time it gets out there. I mean, my wife does it every day with ours out here. We've got tomatoes that are like trees, but they're all healthy.
I see, but now how does the frequency or the certainly this get into the water? Is there some sort of a unit that you install? How does it work?
What happens is your water, let's say, comes from a city, which I don't like, but let's say it came from a city. And then what it'll do is it'll go into the pipe and into one of these units, and it's about 18 inches long and about 4 inches wide. It's round, cylinder. Your water will go straight through that into these infrared charged marbles and stacked up in a way that creates a vortex. And then around that unit is injected the minerals from the dust of these stones we cut. And then as it comes out, it's already cleared the memory, and it's sucked in the frequency you put in it from around it with the stone. You can say we've been able to validate that not just with the physical aspect, but even with GDV photography.
Now, basically, are you actually then putting the dust from the cutting of the stones into the water?
No, we're not putting it. See, that was the hard thing. We had to go for a long time before we could figure out, did the stone have to touch the water or not, okay, to get those frequencies in the water. And we found out we did not have to touch the water.
Okay, well, if you're out there listening, audience, you have a question for Jay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you'd like to, give us a call if you have a question for Jay. And so basically then, because what does the dust that you're talking about, does that actually go into the water or just adjacent to it?
It's just adjacent to it. And what it does is it just picks up those frequencies and brings it in to, well, whatever situation we're doing it, whether it be a cattle tank, a cancer, or an alfalfa field, or a beehive. Okay, we can even do that with beehives. We put out structured water for them, too. But mainly with the bees, if you just go ahead and put a stone in the sugar water jar, that you're not only going to make the bees healthy, but you're going to make everything healthy around you.
No, and basically then you put the sugar water jar into the beehive, and then the bees actually drink the water, is that it?
Yeah, you put it right beside the beehive.
I see, okay. So basically then that's how the bees get the water that has the frequency in it, is that correct?
Yes, and the only way is because, like I say, with all the pesticides and everything, the only way you can combat a bad frequency like that is by using the correct frequency, and that's what this is doing. It's kind of like Monsanto. You know, everybody, and I know groups of people that are after Monsanto. You can go after them, they'll fight. But if you don't have an answer, you're doing no good. You have an answer, folks.
And do you think then that is the insecticides or the pesticides that Monsanto is utilizing that is killing the bees? I mean, what is actually killing the bees?
It's pesticides and bad frequencies from towers and cell phones.
In other words, you basically think that the cell phone towers and the cell phones and this whole electronic atmosphere we live in that's really detrimental for the bees.
It's terrible. And you know what? And I thought from a long time with all these severe problems, it's just like the water's coming out of aqueducts that are bad. How can we fix these things?
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Stan, our guest is Jay Gutierrez. I was asking him how well patients who have cancer do with this treatment, and what was your reply?
My reply was, I told him, I said, listen, we've got about a 90% success rate. And he says, no, Jay, there's no way you could have a 90% success rate. And I says, okay, well, if it'll make you feel any happier, I'm going to tell you 70%. But I can't go any lower than that because my people, for the most part, are getting better and have gotten better for years. That's why we're still here, and that's why I have so many of these doctors. You know, I get a lot of calls from medical doctors saying, I got one the other day, he says, Jay, what we're doing, it ain't working. What do you got? And I told him, I said, well, I got a rock. He says, okay, let's get started. Tell me more. Okay, because we're winning, and we're doing it by using common sense. It's just like our doctor.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Would you have a parting thought for our listeners out there? What would your message you'd like to leave with them, and then get that telephone number one more time?
You bet. But I like to tell everybody, listen, you know, we've got all these problems out there. We do have answers that are showing up now, and real miracles that, as far as I'm concerned. But take the time to go to our website at Knight, that's N-I-G-H-T, HawkMinerals.com, or they can call us at 888-563-8389, especially if you have any degenerative disease and you need help and you're looking, you need answers. We're there to help you.
All right, fine. Well, our guest has been Jay Gutierrez. That's Nighthawk Minerals, and that's 888. Is that 563-8689?
8389.
8389. And the middle, actually, it's 888-563.
Yes.
Okay, fine. I want to appreciate it. I want to thank you so very much for being with us. And God bless you and the best of luck to you. And hope maybe we talk to you again sometime real soon.
God bless you, my friend, and thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. And ordinarily, I would have certainly done the program for the full hour, but something has come up, which I think is so important, I want to bring to our listeners. You know, I've been at this game for over 50 years, as you know, and I very seldom find anything that I really think is really quite remarkable. But this afternoon, I did a program with our good friend Bob Fletcher, and he commented about Edward Snowden. Now, everybody's heard about Edward Snowden. We've seen the interviews with him on television, and certainly we question is he a traitor? Is he a patriot? I mean, where does he really fit in? And, of course, what he's done is point out the fact that the government is listening to all of our telephone calls. It has them all recorded, our telephone calls, our emails, our faxes. And everybody knows pretty well what he's put out. Or do they? Is there something that he is putting out that they do not want us to know? And that most of what you hear is simply an effort to confuse you and to conceal a very important thing, the most important, certainly, revelation of Edward Snowden. There's an article, and basically about a week ago, Edward Snowden gave an interview where he said something that was the most devastating thing that I've heard in, well, the last 10 years. And this is what the article says, and I'm going to basically read it to you. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, well, you can give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Now, the reason I would give this credence is, first of all, because I haven't heard of it. Secondly, if you were to go up to Start Page or go to your search engine and your computer and type in Edward Snowden solar flare, Edward Snowden solar flare, you'll find that about a third of the articles have simply been deleted. In other words, you go to that and this has been removed. It's no longer available. And almost all of the articles are exactly the same articles. Somebody had written it and they all say essentially the same thing, except for those that simply have been deleted. I have never seen so many articles deleted, number one. Secondly, there's been an organized, orchestrated effort to conceal what I'm about to tell you. So this is what the article basically says. Edward Snowden, Sidney, the hacker, fugitive, and former National Security Agency contractor, revealed Tuesday that a series of solar flares is set to occur in September, killing hundreds of millions of people. Let me repeat that for you. Edward Snowden, hacker, fugitive, and former National Security Agency contractor, revealed on Tuesday that a series of solar flares is set to take place in September, killing hundreds of millions of people. Documents provided by Snowden prove that, as of 14 years ago, Central Intelligence Agency's remote viewers knew that there was going to be, this was inevitable. And ever since, the world's governments have been quietly trying to prepare for the sweeping global famine that is going to come. Speaking from his room at the hotel there in Moscow, Snowden revealed that the government preparations in September, they're preparing for the September catastrophe, that the solar flares have been certainly going to come. They've been, it's very, very hard to read this. It's very, very small print. But basically, they're talking about the solar flares. They're going to be coming in September, and they're going to kill hundreds of millions of people. And then, of course, how do they know they're going to come? Well, they've been using remote viewers. Remote viewers employed by the CIA's Project Stargate use their ability to perceive geographically and chronologically distant events to protect America. Since 1969, they've been known around about the solar flares that they were going to be coming, and they've been threatened, but they've been told to be silent, not to let the American people know what is coming. As part of his hiring, Snowden, as a contractor, the NSA granted him the ability to look at all of their secret files. And now he's provided the people who wrote this article with top secret Federal Emergency Management Agency, or that is FEMA, documents outing just this fact that there's going to be a solar flares in September, and the results will be in just 2 months. And they call it the killer shot. That's the name that's been given it to by intelligence agencies all across the country. Ever since the late 20th century, hundreds of millions of people have been begun to rely on the technological information to enable them to live comfortable lives. But solar flares release electromagnetic pulse hazards to electric circuits, and it will destroy the whole electronic infrastructure of the world. The smallest electronic circuits, such as those in the computers and others, will be simply destroyed, and world life as we know it will cease to exist. Snowden said FEMA and the National Defense Reduction Center of China have been taking steps for 14 years and basically preparing for this problem that is going to come, and they know it's coming in September. FEMA has documents provided by Snowden. Snowden handed these documents out a week ago. And, of course, I might comment, nobody's heard about them. This is what's so amazing about this thing. These testimonies, though, were written independently. By analysis, he handed out this 4,472-page document that was written by these remote viewers, these people who were using supernatural power to actually come up with these ideas. Do I believe there's a supernatural power out there? Absolutely. Are there people who actually can tap into it? Absolutely. And the government's been using these people involved in the occult, metaphysical, for some time to basically anticipate what the Russians and Chinese are doing, but they're all in agreement now. This major solar flares are coming simply next month, and with this will come the death of hundreds of millions of people. Now, this is the most incredible thing I've ever heard, and yet, of course, you go up on the internet, you can verify what I'm saying. Simply go to your search engine and type in Edward Snowden solar flare. Edward Snowden, solar flare. You'll find that many of the articles have actually been removed, but many of them are there, and they'll tell you basically the same story that I'm telling you. And Snowden had released this document, 4,472 pages of documentation by these remote viewers, talking about the solar flares that are coming next month that will result in the deaths of, according to Snowden, hundreds of millions of people. And there's, of course, the government doesn't want people to know. They're afraid they're panic, or maybe they're afraid that they're going to begin making preparations. Now, those of you who heard my talk in Colorado Springs just this last weekend, I simply pointed out that the elite know that a cataclysmic event is coming about. And basically I said, I don't know what this event is, but I know the elite have made preparations. This is why they have over 100 underground facilities here in the United States for the elite. But, of course, not for the average individual. They've laid in massive supplies of food. They've recently bought 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Everybody thinks that's for the American people. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, that is to protect the elite. And, of course, basically, recently, Biden did talk about the fact that a solar flare just recently missed the United States. And actually, we were about 2 weeks away. We certainly, if that had hit America, would have been catastrophic. But this has nothing to do with what they know is going to come down or what they believe is going to come down in September. So basically, there's a very real possibility that there will be massive solar flares. And this has been totally suppressed. Everything else Snowden has talked about has been certainly brought out. But of course, nobody has brought out the fact that Snowden basically put on a major press conference there in Moscow and just a little over a week ago told this story. If you're out there in the audience, have you heard this story before? I know I hadn't. I was amazed. In fact, I initially didn't want to believe it. And so I went up on the internet, I checked it out, and there it was. You can find it yourself. Page after page after page, and many of the articles have simply been pulled down and are not available. But enough of them do tell you this story. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295 if you have a question. Now, let me go on with the article. Throughout the 1970s and 1980s, Russia and the United States were desperate to track and monitor the construction and maintenance of each other's nuclear sites. And that is the nation's governments then openly admitted that they had actually hired people with remote viewing, people who could actually view things, tap into the metaphysical. And certainly they used these people's power so that they could anticipate what each of the other governments were doing. With eventually, of course, the whole thing has been maintained. Now, of course, supposedly we're in a much better relationship as far as the Russians are concerned, but the remote viewers are still there. Snowden said he hopes that by coming forward, he'll allow this Project Strategies, that's the title of it, the participants in this to be able to live normal, open lives once again, instead of being like caged animals and being kept away from people. Basically, once you're in one of these government programs, you're not even allowed to marry or even to have an intimate relationship with anybody else. And Snowden says that he hopes that by releasing this information about this government program that uses the people who do remote viewing, that now they'll be released and be able to live more normal lives. Humanity, I'm quoting, humanity is about to pay a most dire price for the technological dependence. That price, said Snowden, proved a leading factor in his decision to come forward to the press about both the global Holocaust that's about to occur, as well as the fact that the National Security Agency and other analysts have totally suppressed this information from the American people. Humanity is about to pay a more direct price for the technological dependence. We certainly will not be able to get by. Most people will not be able to get by without electricity. But the solar flares that are supposedly coming next month in September, if the remote viewers are right and the government believes they are, and this is one reason they've suppressed this whole story. If Snowden had really said this, don't you think that you would have read this in a newspaper? If Snowden had really said this, wouldn't you have heard about it on television? What about Rush Limbaugh? Why isn't he telling us what's going on? I was totally amazed when I heard about this. Just this afternoon, I went up on the internet, I checked it out, and what I'm telling you is true. Now, is this about to come about? Well, there are people in government who believe it's about to come about. They have their underground facilities for the elite, for the military, and basically they're planning, according to Snowden, to round up literally millions of poor people and put them into camps where they can be fed, because there's going to be a great famine. There's going to be a total breakdown in the structure of society as we know it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. What I hope you'll do, I hope you'll challenge what I've said. You go up on the internet and you'll type in Edward Snowden solar flare. Edward Snowden solar flare. Look up the articles, and then, if you find out what I'm telling you is true and you find out that many of these articles have been pulled down, why would they pull these articles down? Why would they take them down? Because they don't want you to know. This is the most incredible story and one of the most frightening things I've seen in a long time, because we're talking about within 2 months, if these people are right. And I don't know, I can't say it's going to happen, but I can say that I know that the elite are making preparations and they believe it's going to happen. And And basically somebody called in and asked if this has anything to do with black holes on the sun. And it absolutely does. And the article's up there about the black holes on the sun, which I mean, of course, that these solar rays and basically the solar flares, they actually have the various grades. They call it A, B, C, M, and U. And U is the most powerful one. And suddenly you get these U waves that's coming to America. They would simply burn out our entire electronic system and our computers and our grids and our transformers simply almost instantaneously. We've got Tim, and we'll have Tim on the line in just a moment. And certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But please check out and find out it's true. And if it's true, then help us get the information out to other people and tell everybody you know and tell them to begin making the preparations and hope and pray that the Snowden is wrong. Hope and pray that these remote viewers are incorrect. Hope and view this doesn't happen, because if it does happen, then the world as you and I know it will cease to exist. And we're really talking about something very real. They actually had a television program recently. It was called Revolution. It was what would happen to America when we lost electricity. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
All right. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. What do you think about that story? Could that possibly be true?
Sounds like it's probably true to me. I mean, the government seems to think something's going to happen. You've been talking about that for a while now.
And we've been talking about how they were preparing for a catastrophe, and I had no idea what this was until this afternoon, but I hope you'll go up on the internet and you'll look up on your search engine, Edward Snowden solar flare, and it'll...
Okay, well, the question I have is, I remember last time we were talking about EMP attacks, it said the water will flow.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Okay. Okay, fine. Well, that was Tim calling. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, make your preparations. Do not put it off. I do not know whether Snowden is right. I do know that Snowden made the statement that within 2 months we'd have these massive solar attacks, that hundreds of millions of people would die. Those are his figures, not my figures. Go up on the internet, check it out, and prove me wrong. And if you don't prove me wrong, then help us get this information out across America. What a wonderful time it is for me to have a voice to get the information to you so you can reach other people. But it's there. Look at, simply go to your search engine and type in Edward Snowden, solar flare. Read the article and understand this is why the other side has been making preparations. This is why they have all their concentration camps. This is why they bought the 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. That's to defend themselves. It's Edward Snowden. And basically, they've laid in. We know they have massive supplies of food. And you need to do the same thing, basically. And if you live in a major city, try to find some place that you can go or relatives you can go. And just in case this thing happens, I will tell you, I know people in Washington, D.C. who actually have a refuge to go to. And basically, they're laying in all the supplies, water. You need water. You need food. You need shelter. You need medical supplies. And if you need more information, of course, the wonderful books by Joel Skousen. But, of course, certainly you need a Berkey water filter. You need to get those and get them now. Don't put it off. Because if this is true, if this comes down as Mr. Edward Snowden says, why is it going to be a greatest catastrophe ever to hit our nation? It will be the greatest catastrophe ever to hit our nation. Please go to your computer, type in Edward Snowden, and then, of course, solar flare. And, of course, the information is there. You'll see the same article repeated. But the information is being effectively suppressed by the controlled media. Why don't they want us to know what's happening? Well, I think that they know the chaos is coming. And basically, they would not be the chaos. Why are they closing our embassies all over the Middle East? You wonder why that is. Are they going to be closed just for 2 days? Are they going to be closed for a much longer time? Something big is afoot. We don't know what it is. But the fact that Edward Snowden gave a press conference about a week ago, made the statements about this program, the fact that the NSA believes this, the elite believe this, the Chinese have built the tens of thousands of miles of underground tunnels. The Russians have their facilities for their people. They have Yamantau Mountain. Go on the internet and look up Yamantau Mountain, and you'll find this is a place where the Russians have a facility where they can put between 60,000 and 300,000 people underground. They have 5,000 underground units in Moscow for the people. And what do we have here in America for the people? Absolutely nothing. Why? Because our leaders, of course, hate America. Their goal is a one-world government. How are they going to destroy this nation? How are they going to get us out of our homes? How are they going to get us out of our automobiles? How are they going to lower our living standards to that of the rest of the world? Could this be what this is really all about? Why are they suppressing this information? Why aren't they letting the people begin making preparations? Why have they specifically suppressed the information that Edward Snowden put out within the last week to 10 days? You have to ask that, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're on the fringe of something very large. This is not a time to panic. This is a time to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. But without him, none of us are going to get through what lies ahead. If this occurs, why, the America we have known and loved will not exist at all. And everything dependent upon electricity will suddenly cease to exist. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you need a Berkey, if you'd like to get Joel Skousen's books, if you'd like to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and understand the nature of organized evil, which controls our government today. So, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Storm clouds gather far across the sea. Let us swear.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend William Grigg. And William was for many years the senior editor of the New American magazine. He's certainly been editor of the Republic magazine for a time. He writes extensively. You can read his articles regularly at lourockwell.com. Of course, he writes the Radio Liberty newsletter, and we're always certainly we always enjoy having him on Friday evening. Hi, how are we doing tonight?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing well. Thanks again for having me on. It's always a blessing.
Well, do you have any, what are we going to be talking about tonight? What is this, do you think, is an urgent and important message?
I think that we have to apply every particle of our capacity for critical thinking in light of what the government is doing right now with respect to the so-called terrorism advisory that was issued yesterday and then this morning by the State Department. They're going to be shutting down embassies this Sunday, perhaps keeping a number of them shut down in the Middle East for weeks to come. They've issued a travel advisory through August 31st on the basis of an unspecified but presumably urgent confirmed account of an impending terrorist attack by al-Qaeda and its affiliates. And the reason why I find this so striking is the transparent cynicism of doing this at a time when you have the Obama administration in severe damage control mode over disclosures of what's happened with respect to Benghazi almost exactly a year ago. There are credible accounts now that the CIA is actively pursuing, first of all, concealing and giving false identities to people who were material witnesses to what happened. Operatives are on the ground in that part of Libya a year ago. They're bringing them in for routine polygraph examinations every month in order to shut down any possibility that they're leaking to the public information about what was really going on at that so-called annex. What was really happening almost certainly was that you had an operation that involved suppression of some militants in Libya coupled with the shipment of arms into the hands of al-Qaeda affiliates in Syria. So they're trying to shut that down. At the same time, you still have the unfolding repercussions of the scandal over the National Security Agency and its all-encompassing omnivorous collection of electronic communication by American citizens.
Well, you know, one of the things I'd like to ask William, basically we're talking about closing down the embassies, but is this simply going to just not having them open for a few days, or is the possibility that they're going to pull the American representatives, people who work in those embassies, bring them home? Do we really know? Is this going to be for 2 days, or is this going to be for a longer period of time?
What we know is that they're going to be clamping down some really restricted office hours on some of these embassies, shutting them down for certain over this weekend. But in terms of the intermediate or long-term plans regarding the personnel, we've not been told yet. I doubt that we would get a full disclosure about what's going on. And I think that if they end up withdrawing these diplomatic personnel from the region, that, of course, is the ominous sign, because that would suggest that we're in for a military conflict in the region, which is something you and I have been talking about for a number of years. that's one of the things that happens when you are at the eve of military hostilities, to withdraw your diplomatic personnel. That's always looked upon as one of the harbingers of an immediate war. So that's a possibility as well. I do think that what's happening, though, in terms of the most immediate, perhaps the most obvious aspect of this, is that this is a psychological operation designed to manipulate the mind, the aggregate mind of the American public here, with respect to the perception of this all-encompassing threat posed by a group that's not really a network, not really an organized, cohesive network.
Hold on, Father Christopher. Basically, this whole terrorist threat is as phony as a $3 bill, ladies and gentlemen. If it were real, why we would have all sorts of chaos in America? We don't. We're funding this whole thing. Where do we
gold
go?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow
power
could be too late.
Hold that thought, hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly, well, William is just pointing out, we've been told that certainly Al-Qaeda is losing ground, and now suddenly we're told that Al-Qaeda now is a threat. That's why we've got to close down our embassies, about 20 embassies all throughout the Middle East and the Near East. But ladies and gentlemen, let me simply point out, this whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill. You can go up on the internet, and certainly, I think it was in December of 2009, when certainly Obama appeared on 60 Minutes, and the host there was asking Obama, and he said, you know, you're sending another 30,000 American troops to Afghanistan to reinforce the 60,000 troops we have there. That's going to be 90,000 troops, and they're less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda. They're less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Why are you sending 30,000 more troops when there's less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda? And President Obama, without even hesitating, said, because they're plotting against America, and my job is to defend the American people. Well, basically, if there's less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda, why do we send in 3 or 4 SEAL teams or special forces teams and let them take care of it? Why would we have all those troops there? Well, we needed those troops there to convince the American people this was a real threat. This whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill. If there was really a terrorist threat, why, we certainly we would have repeated attacks here in America. We would have explosions at our football games, at our basketball games, and in our malls. When was the last time we had it? Oh, we did have something happen there at the Boston Marathon, but there's some very serious questions that, and you can go up on the internet and simply type in Boston Marathon, Radio Liberty, and you'll see why I question some of what happened. I don't know what happened there, but I do know that most of what we saw wasn't true. Many people may have been injured. I don't know. But I do know that some of what they told us isn't true. But basically, we've only had a few violent things happening. And people here in America are being told we have this terrible threat of terrorism. And that is what's used to justify moving us towards a police state. I believe this whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill and is going to be used to justify imposing a brutal tyranny on the American people, unless the American people are willing to stand up and say, we don't believe you. You're lying to us. And if people would read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and find out who really runs America. Go right ahead, William.
You could say that it's as phony as a $3 bill, or you could say it's as worthless as a Federal Reserve note, but in either case, you're talking about something, when we're referring, of course, to this so-called terrorist threat, that is either exaggerated beyond any reasonable proportion or something that is entirely infected, something that's contrived by the same government that's supposedly protecting us. You could talk about the fact that it is the official policy of the Obama administration to provide material aid and military support to groups in Syria that are full-throttle, undisguised jihadists who are connected with an emanation of this group in Iraq that called itself Al-Qaeda in Iraq. They certainly qualify under the legal definition, which is routinely invoked by the Obama administration, as either Al-Qaeda or one of its affiliates. And you have people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who are nominal Republicans in the Senate, talking about the supposed compelling need to provide not only material aid and financial aid to these jihadist rebels in Syria, but also to impose a no-fly zone over Syria in order to give them a tactical advantage in trying to uproot the hereditary dictatorship of Bashar al-Assad. Of course, it's a horrible regime. There's simply no way that you have a good option there if you're a Syrian, which is why so many Syrians are fleeing the country, including people who fled from Iraq. The last time, of course, the United States stretched forth its hand to provide a benevolent intervention in Iraq. This enterprise in armed humanitarianism called the Iraq War ended up driving hundreds of thousands of people out of the country, including the country's Christian population, a lot of which resettled into Syria and other being driven out of Syria. So you have that aspect of this, which underscores the consummate phoniness of the war on terror and Al-Qaeda as a threat. Another thing that has to be pointed out here, Dr. Stan, you mentioned that there are a few dozen, perhaps, people in the entire country of Afghanistan who would be considered Al-Qaeda, according to the classic definition. The really interesting thing, though, is that the Obama administration, and the Pentagon in particular, seems to have an uncanny knack for finding those people. And rather than killing them, providing them with subsidies, there was a report that was issued just a couple of days ago by an official named John Sopko, who's the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. And he reports that the U.S. Army's Suspension and Debarment Office within the Reconstruction Agency has refused to terminate 43 contracts with people who are identified as supporters of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. And that office within the Pentagon says that due process rights provide a reason not to terminate these agreements. In other words, what's happening is that the U.S. Pentagon, of course, is the Department of Defense, the same agency which is maintaining the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan past the end of 2014. That's another news item that we saw yesterday. They've pretty much abandoned any pretense that we have a zero option regarding troop levels was in Afghanistan at the end of 2014. But this office is refusing to cut off these contracts because it would supposedly be a violation of due process to stop funding people who are the identified members of the named designated enemy in Afghanistan.
I don't think it's so important to stress what William is saying. Basically, we are funding the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban that we're fighting. So we have our troops in Afghanistan. They're fighting Taliban. And who's funding them? We are. And yeah. Who's funding certainly the Al-Qaeda terrorists there in Syria? We are. When are the American people going to wake up and understand that we are creating the best enemy money could buy? If we didn't have terrorism, how could we justify listening to all of our telephone calls and recording all of our emails and faxes? They've created an enemy so they can justify imposing a police state and, of course, rally the people behind the government with the idea the government's going to protect us from the wicked communists or the wicked Nazis or now the wicked terrorists who threaten us. And ladies and gentlemen, the one thing I can say that is encouraging is a recent poll showed that despite all of the propaganda, certainly about Edward Snowden and calling him a traitor, you know, for telling the American people what they were doing as far as spying on us and listening to our telephone conversations, they're doing the same thing in England and throughout the rest of the world. But certainly they poll the American people, I mean, is this man a traitor or is he a patriot? And 55% of the American people said that he was a patriot, and only 35% believed he was a traitor, despite all of the propaganda they have out there to discredit Edward Snowden. And I think it's about time that we be optimistic that more and more people are not believing what they hear on radio, what they see certainly on television, and what they read in the newspaper. Go right ahead, William.
That, of course, is a cause for optimism, as I would contend is the case when we see officials like this, Mr. Sopko. Once again, he's the special IG, Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. In his report, he said the following about the fact that the Pentagon is providing material assistance to these 43 identified groups that are allied with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. But I am deeply troubled that the U.S. military can pursue, attack, and even kill terrorists and their supporters, but that some in the U.S. government believe we cannot prevent these same people from receiving government contracts. And, of course, what's happening is you're dealing with a rational man here who's in the middle of something that makes no rational sense if the premises that we are urged to accept are true. Namely, if we accept as an axiom that the government of the United States is actually fighting against terrorists and that those terrorists intend to kill us, that they're motivated by an insuperable desire to kill every single one of us and that they have the means and the ability to do so. And none of those premises is correct. Granted, there are plenty of awful people in the world. Many of them, perhaps, are motivated by grievances that are initially understandable, but the means they use to redress those grievances are flatly criminal. That's why we call them terrorists. That's why they're considered enemies of mankind. There are plenty of people to meet that description. It's just that the government that's supposedly protecting us from those people has this uncanny gift for finding them and making allies out of them because they share the same objective. The people who are influencing our government, running our government, share the same objectives with people of that description. Those objectives are to obtain and exercise power at the expense of the rights of the rest of us. And so I do think that there is a very useful, almost epidemic level of cynicism, in this instance being defined as a disposition to look critically upon things, upon human actions, and assess them from the perspective of somebody who understands how selfishness plays a very important role in those actions, particularly when you're talking about government. And there's a great deal of useful skepticism and cynicism with respect to the claimed objectives of the government that is ruling us. That's a good thing. One thing I would point out is that the last time there was an awareness of this sort that was taking hold of the public was, in my opinion, in late 1994 and early 1995. And that, of course, was something that was considered a fever to be broken by the establishment. It was a disease that had to be reined in and cured. And the prescription they used to accomplish this was the false flag operation that took place in Oklahoma City on April 19th, 1995. And you had Bill Clinton overtly saying, both in public addresses and in private remarks in Air Force One, that the Oklahoma City bombing saved his presidency. More importantly, rehabilitated the public's belief in the legitimacy of a government that had become corrupt and invasive, and that had started to provoke a backlash on the part of that section of the American public that understands the principles of liberty protected by law. We're not statists, we're people who believe in individual liberty. So when we see a similar attitude, we discern a similar mood striking the American public here, it's logical to assume that the same people, or people of the same perspective, responsible for the false flag in Oklahoma City might have some really nasty false flag operations in the works right now, so as to pare back or perhaps to overwhelm this long overdue outbreak of skepticism with respect to what the government's doing. So we're in for some potentially dangerous times, I suspect.
I really feel that we are, because I guess, as William Greig, ladies and gentlemen, we're basically nothing as it appears to be. We're involved in a war on terrorism. That war on terrorism is being funded with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. We need an enemy, and we've created one.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050. And we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Washington.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is talking about what's going on in Russia, where you have certainly a ruling elite, and they, of course, is the old communists, but now they control everything. They have a quasi-capitalist society, but basically the same people are in control, but now they call it certainly a free enterprise system, but it is the same old communists that own the oil wells and the gas wells and the manufacturing. But the average American doesn't understand this simply. Well, nothing has really changed. The same people are in the same positions, but now, of course, they're much more close to America and our leaders, who want essentially the same sort of a system where an elite rules America, are working very closely with the elite that rules Russia. And certainly, but here in America, we are losing our freedom just exactly as the people in Russia lost their freedom suddenly 50 years ago, so almost 100 years ago.
Almost 100 years, yeah. And the biggest difference, I think, is that the Russians, by and large, are intelligent enough to realize what had been done to them, albeit in retrospect. Here in the United States, there's still a very large segment of the population that is so easily bewitched with appeals to facile pseudo-patriotism and the facile and fraudulent claim that the United States remains the freest country on earth. Our institutions, of course, are premised on the idea that we would be the freest country on earth. The problem is that, as Joseph Sobran so memorably put it, our Constitution poses no threat to our current system of government, which is why you have a president of the United States who claims the unqualified power to execute any one of us any time that he considers to be suitable, and you've got so-called conservatives in the Senate primarily that power in the name of fighting terrorism.
And I think that's really so amazing that the Republicans certainly are solidly behind our military, the massive military that dominates the world, the massive military that controls the American empire. We have certainly almost 1,000 military bases throughout the world. Why do we need 1,000 military bases throughout the world? Why do we need American troops in 130 nations? And the Republicans are backing that. Basically, the Republicans are backing the empire, whereas, of course, the Democrats are backing the idea that the government should provide for our health, education, and welfare, which is exactly what communism is all about.
Yeah.
So right ahead.
Well, the interesting thing is that the Republicans and too many people that describe themselves as conservatives have no problem at all with the idea of infrastructure and economic stimulus and health, education, welfare, and government-funded schools and so forth, as long as they can use these things as justifications for imperial wars in places like Iraq. It had become a very nauseating and very commonplace spectacle during the Bush administration for some of the major Republican-aligned talk radio figures to boast about all the schools being built by the U.S. military in Afghanistan and Iraq, and all the social works that were being carried out, the fact that the U.S. Army was emancipating women and trying to install a cultural norm of equality among the sexes. All these things, it sounded just like MSNBC hosts praising the domestic agenda of the Obama administration when they were talking about the supposed ancillary benefits of these aggressive wars in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. And they don't understand, or they reject an understanding of the fact that when you have a warfare state, it's essentially the welfare state with guns. Of course, the welfare state is propped up by guns as well. I mean, the idea of licensed aggressive violence is innate to political government. So when you have a welfare state, the welfare state, of course, is ultimately founded upon the understanding that if you resist the programs of the welfare state, then somebody with a government-issued costume and a gun is going to kill you. And when you're talking about the warfare state, the threat's more overt. For some reason, you have a situation where the Republicans are primarily obsessed with the maintenance and expansion of the warfare state. The Democrats have a similar fixation on the domestic welfare state. But what's happened in the Obama era is really interesting. You have this dialectical synthesis of the warfare-welfare state to where many of the MSNBC variety progressives, and I think that's a good shorthand for Obama's media retinue, is the MSNBC media, just as the Bush-era media would have been the Fox News contingent. The MSNBC-type progressives seem to think that it is a whippingly good idea for the same government that is dropping missiles from drone-fired missiles on be in charge of our healthcare system. And they see nothing at all amiss with open-ended surveillance conducted by the NSA as long as Barack Obama is in charge of the executive. They see nothing at all wrong with undeclared wars like the conflict in Libya as long as Barack Obama is the commander-in-chief. And so we've reached a point where there's a perfect dialectical synthesis, if you will, in the Democrats and much the Republican Party as well. There's like the pigmen hybrid described at the end of Orwell's Animal Farm.
But of course, basically, of course, the Republicans supported all of the excesses of the Bush administration. And so basically, of course, George Bush was almost as corrupt as Barack Obama. Well, he only, of course, increased the national debt $5 trillion in 8 years. Obama did that same thing in 5 years. We'll be back in just a moment with Sydney William Grigg.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, that thought, well, I guess it's certainly William Grigg talking about certainly some of the people in Washington, D.C., one of them specifically a congressman, who is very much supportive of the IRA that was actually killing people. And yet this is a man who today is a United States congressman, was intimately involved with these murders over in Ireland and supporting them. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so the Peter King from New York, who is, I think, the head of the Homeland Security Committee there in the House of Representatives, who's been spending a lot of time holding hearings into what he calls the radicalization of American Muslims. And, of course, they're not looking at the right questions here. They're not asking the right questions. They're not going to get the right answer. He could usefully talk about the radicalization of Americans and broaden the compass a little bit to include, for instance, Americans of Irish descent, people who are involved in raising money and providing material support, not merely for the boyos in Northern Ireland or the provos, the provisional IRA, but these really nasty elements, the subsect within the provisional IRA to which Mr. King had lent his allegiance. These are people who are hardcore, often KGB-trained Marxist terrorists with whom Mr. King was on very friendly terms when he was a fundraiser for the IRA. Now he's the head of the Homeland Security Committee in Congress. And he sits there pontificating about the supposed iniquity of people like Congressman Amash from Michigan who want to rein in the warfare state and to rehabilitate the Bill of Rights. And I do think it's a useful question to ask if we're actually going to have congressional inquiry into the sources of radicalizing American Muslims. Why people who would otherwise be well-adjusted and willing to live within the United States would suddenly become vehement and often militant in terms of their opinion of the American culture and American society and American government. You know, the FBI has answered that question because the FBI, since 2002, at least since 2002, probably for longer than that, has been running these Homeland Security Theater sting operations where they find socially isolated young Muslim males, usually teenagers or people in the early 20s, and then rather than talking to them about the impudence of infidels who refuse to make Islam, the fact that women do not behave in this country the way that women behave in Saudi Arabia, rather than talking about the religious questions, they talk about the foreign policy grievances. They talk about the wars in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. They talk about the terror bombing of cities by drones in places like Pakistan. They talk about the horrible things that are done in countries such as Yemen. They might talk about the hundreds of thousands of people who were killed by the decade-long embargo of Iraq after a war of aggression on that country. They talk about these things. They, of course, marinate these young men in understandable resentments over what's being done to fellow Muslims overseas, and then they manipulate them into taking part in controlled false flag terrorist operations. So the FBI has been doing now for over 10 years, refined it to a science. So if Representative King were really interested in finding out what radicalizes Muslims, that's a useful question. That's the sort of thing upon which we should shed light. That's not what he wants to do, obviously. What he wants to do is to create and to amplify this message that we are always and forever going to be at war with the Muslim world in general, and those who are not signed up for a potentially catastrophic so-called war of civilization are, as he put it yesterday, like the people who appeased Hitler. Yes, he went right to the Godwin's Law violation in talking about Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, who said and done some useful things with respect to trying to end foreign aid overseas, or at least limit foreign aid. He should end it outright. He's been a little bit disappointing on that front, talking about ending foreign aid to countries where they burn our flag. Of course, all foreign aid is theft. One would, I contend that all taxation is theft, but foreign aid is unambiguously theft because it's not something authorized by the Constitution, and you don't say that you're going to limit theft. You want to abolish theft. So at the very least, we should be abolishing all foreign aid. And Rand Paul, of course, has been talking about the fact that we shouldn't be cutting up trouble overseas, fighting wars of aggression in foreign countries. We shouldn't presume to be the policemen of the world. We shouldn't be micromanaging the political affairs of other countries. We shouldn't be intervening in the political affairs of other countries. In other words, he's speaking the language of the founding generation, speaking the language of Washington in his farewell address, and Jefferson in his two inaugurals, John Quincy Adams in his storied Independence Day lecture. In 1821, we go not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. You know, this, of course, is a language with which people like Peter King are completely unfamiliar because this is the language of principle and it's the language of authentic patriotism. And yet these are, once again, specimens of that wing of the Republican Party and the so-called conservative movement who are as wedded to the warfare state, the national intelligence state, the Homeland Security state, I guess you can call it, as many, if not all, of the Obama Democrats are wedded to the domestic welfare state. And really, there is no sense in trying to treat these as separate things. They're fully integrated parts of the same beast, which is one of the reasons why you constantly see this alliance on the big-tick bipartisan consensus agenda when you're talking about such things as foreign aid and the expansion of the domestic security and surveillance state. Now, one encouraging thing that happened is that in the NSA vote about a week and a half ago, you did have a genuinely bipartisan movement to try to rein in the NSA. You had Congressman Amash from Michigan and John Conyers, a Democrat from Michigan, who's somebody for whom my respect is so small, I doubt that you could identify with a microscope. These two aligned themselves against the NSA, and they both proposed defunding the NSA surveillance activities. We had a number of Democrats, a very large number of Democrats in the House, who were signing on with this measure, and they were basically saying exactly the same things for exactly the same reason as the Republicans were. I think that Benjamin Franklin's epigrammatic statement about giving away liberty in exchange for security got the most vigorous workout it's ever received during a House floor debate, because I think no fewer than 6 or 8 or 10 members of Congress from both sides of the aisle invoked Benjamin Franklin's warning in expressing their support for defunding the NSA surveillance activities. That's one really encouraging sign. The fact that you have a couple of fairly prominent people in the Senate on the Democrat side, such as Ron White from Oregon, who have been very critical of the NSA, and who actually is responsible, Mr. White, for catching James Clapper, the National Director of Intelligence, in a lie. That's an encouraging thing. Mr. Clapper, of course, is somebody who committed a felony by lying to Congress under oath about the extent of the NSA surveillance activity. And after finally being pinned down because of Edward Snowden's revelation, he admitted that he misrepresented the facts to Congress and said he answered as truthfully as he could, which, of course, is no mitigation for the felony of lying to Congress. There are people who go to prison for lying to Congress. There was an effort to send Roger Clemens, the former baseball player, to prison for supposedly lying to Congress in the course of congressional investigations into the use of steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs in Major League Baseball, which is a subject about which the Congress has neither constitutional authority or competence, quite frankly. I mean, that's an issue of the integrity of a private business, which should be attended to in a civil proceeding. If there's going to be penalties handed down, it should be handed down according to the bylaws of Major League Baseball for people who've adulterated the competitive integrity of the sport and provided an inferior product for the public that purchases tickets to watch Major League Baseball games. That's not something over which Congress has any constitutional authority. It has no constitutional warrant to regulate the purity of competition of Major League Baseball. But in the course of this investigation into steroid use in Major League Baseball, you had Roger Clemens, who was accused of using a performance-enhancing drug, summoned before Congress, and he testified under oath that he had not used performance-enhancing drugs. He's never been proven to have lied about that, but he was accused of lying to Congress. There was a serious effort to try to put him in prison because he had lied about something that affects only himself and his business partners and those who paid to partake of the product that Major League Baseball puts out. And yet you have James Clapper, who's the head of the intelligence apparatus, the federal government, National Director of Intelligence, going before Congress on a matter of immediate importance to the entire public with respect to the constitutional protection through the Fourth Amendment of our right to be left alone by government. He lied brazenly, knowingly, deliberately lies about what the NSA is doing, and yet he apparently is not going to face any repercussions. And Ron Wyden from Oregon, Democrat, very liberal on matters of domestic policy, is the one who caught Director Clapper in his lie. And if, God willing, Director Clapper is ever prosecuted, as he should be, then we would have that liberal Democrat from Oregon to thank for this. Now, these, as you would say, Dr. Stan, are reasons to have a certain degree of optimism about what's going on right now. And, of course, I'm the sort of a person who doesn't look at the glass as being half empty or half full. I'm the sort of person who looks at the glass and wonders about the substance that's inside it. Whether you're talking about water that's been laced with cyanide or arsenic. I'm the guy who says, I don't want to drink. I don't look at it. I look at it as half full or half empty. I'm wondering if the water is poison. I'm somebody who's sort of reflexively pessimistic in that way. And so when I see things like this happen, once again, there's a certain tropism that concerns me, because we've been here before. We were here almost exactly 20 years ago when there was a backlash against an overreaching, ambitious, socialist-inclined Democratic administration that was socializing or seeking to socialize healthcare. That didn't succeed, of course, and also pursuing an interventionist foreign policy, and then going after the guns. That's something that was happening in 1994 specifically. The Clinton administration was going all out in an effort to disarm the American public. And so you had a resurgence of grassroots opposition to an overreaching federal government. And it was primarily Republican, primarily conservative, not merely Republican, of course, but conservative. It was something that was opposed by some of the high-ranking Republican establishment figures that it has now. But things got to the point where there was an actual government shutdown. We have, of course, the so-called sequester underway right now. And there were these long and drawn-out battles over the budget, not in terms of how we should cut the budget back, but rather how they would, for cosmetic purposes, impose limits on the growth of the budget. And in late 1994, no later than 1994, the FBI's PATCON contingent, they're the people who are involved in infiltrating so-called patriot conservative groups. That's what PATCON means. That's what that says. Excuse me. That's what that expression means. PATCON refers to patriot conservative groups. They got involved no later than 1994, probably in 1993, in putting together the group that eventually carried out the Oklahoma City bombing. And this was done for the specific purpose of compelling the public to accept the idea that not only is the government invincibly legitimate, but that it should be given everything that the people running it want in terms of enhanced powers to pursue domestic terrorists. And one straw in the wind that I find really interesting is a story out of Concord, New Hampshire, about that city's purchase of an armored vehicle called a Bearcat. It's not quite a tank. It's like an armored personnel carrier that has all kinds of multimodal analytic equipment. It has loopholes, turrets, and emplacements that could turn it into a war wagon. And this is being purchased by the city with the help of $250,000 federal grant from the Department of Homeland Security. They don't have to pay anything for it. They're just buying this armored up, armed SUV, if you will, for their police department SWAT team. Why do they need a Bearcat? Why do they need a SWAT team, for that matter? Concord, New Hampshire is not exactly a town notorious for urban violence. Well, according to the application filed by the police department, they're concerned because there are what they describe as clusters of anti-government people, anti-government population clusters that include such people as the Free Staters. Free Staters, of course, are people who once moved to New Hampshire and create a libertarian haven. And the so-called Sovereign Citizens Movement and the Tea Party Movement. There are people like that who are anti-government, said the Concord Police Department, and who are critical of law enforcement. They make our job a little bit difficult. They want to get an armored vehicle for the purpose of intimidating and overawing people who are peaceful critics of the government. And that, of course, is a shift that you and I have been talking about and anticipating for a number of years. The shift from focusing on the so-called enemy overseas to the so-called domestic enemy within. And so what's going to happen, I believe, is that we're going to see very quickly this transposition talking about the Al-Qaeda menace and the jihadists overseas, who are now being overtly supported by Washington, to talking about the teeming hordes of unreconstructed hyper-Tea Party or trans-Tea Party right-wing radicals here. When, not if, the next big false flag terrorist operation occurs, the narrative is going to be written in such a way that people of the sort targeted by the Concord, New Hampshire Police Department in that federal grant application are going to be cast as the new villains du jour. And so that's, I think, what's likely to come out of this. You know, I'm analyzing this from my contrarian point of view, from the point of view who says, why do we assume that there is going to be a glass rather than asking about which side is more important, the half full or half empty side. Examining it with my cynical eyes, I suspect that's the direction we're going to head. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, what's going to happen next year, but I do get a sense on the basis of what I'm describing here that that's the direction we're heading.
Well, we're certainly heading towards a major climax, a major event. It's not a matter of if, but when. Why are they closing down all those embassies all over the Near East, the Middle East? Or is this just for 2 days? Is this going to be for a longer period? Are they going to bring the people home? We're just going to have to wait and see. But I think that we may be approaching a very major crisis in the near future. We'll just have to wait and see. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, I do think that if we do have a foreign crisis in the Middle East, what's likely to happen, of course, would be a huge economic disruption, and that has immediate consequences for domestic politics. We do know that the Federal Reserve is not abating its so-called quantitative easing. They just put out the Federal Open Market Committee report a couple of days ago saying that they're worried about low inflation as a threat to what they call the economic recovery. So it would be to their interest, I think, to instigate some kind of a foreign crisis that would provoke a huge and overt economic emergency that they could blame for the results that are being baked in the cake now by the Federal Reserve. And when that happens, of course, once again, they're going to turn inward. They're going to start looking very critically and great hostility on the internal enemy.
Oh, no, quickly, let's get out your telephone number or your website. People know how to get in touch with you.
It's called Pro Libertate, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. There's a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay. You sure appreciate the help that we've been getting from your listeners, Dr.
And really appreciate the people who are helping with him. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
From the mountain, from the prairie, through the ocean.
my guest this evening, William Grigg. William, one more time, I want you to get out your website and certainly how people can get in touch with you and get your PayPal button.
Dr. Stan, I appreciate that. My website is Pro Libertate. You can go to a search engine, hopefully one such as the Start page that wouldn't be part of the NSA seraglio, a bot paid for collaborators. Go to a search engine, type in Pro Libertate, my last name Grigg. That should be the first return. Or go to freedominourtime.blogspot.com, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. I try to update that page at least once a week with a fairly long essay. My most recent one is about the Bradley Manny conviction. And at the bottom of every essay, there is a PayPal button for those who have the means to contribute or interested in helping to keep this enterprise afloat. I really do appreciate all the help that we've received. It's pretty much the chief means I have to support my family. So once again, God bless you, Dr. Stan, for hectoring me into putting up the PayPal button. And thank you so much to you and to your listeners for the help that we've received.
God bless. And hang on. I think my producer wants to talk to you. We'll be back here in just a moment. And basically, this is Dr. Stan. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd sure use your help because, you know, we have over 50 stations or outlets every single week, and we have to pay for them, and we're talking about a lot of money, but we have been able to do it with the help and generosity of our listeners out there. So if you're in a position to help, well, remember our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, those of you who, of course, have heard certainly our previous program, we talked about how Edward Snowden, about 10 days ago, gave a press conference where he talked about the fact that the NSA has been using remote viewers who have told them that there's going to be major cataclysmic solar flares this coming month in September. He actually submitted a 4,452-page analysis that he'd gotten from the federal government about certainly this coming attack and this talking next month, massive solar flares, which according to Edward Snowden, would kill hundreds of millions of people. Go to your search engine and look in, to type in Edward Snowden, solar flare. Edward Snowden, solar flare. Read it. And notice, number one, many of the articles have been pulled down. You can't get them all. Most of the articles you will read is exactly the same article. But basically, there has been no mention of this in the controlled media. Certainly, they knew about what was going on. Why have they blocked this out? Why have we made no preparations? I mean, it would have been very easy to have actually certainly a couple of $100 million. We could have protected all of our major cities. We haven't done this. I personally talked to Ambassador Henry Cooper, who leads the battle in Washington, D.C., to certainly do everything we can to protect ourselves from the danger of an EMP attack or solar flare. And when I asked him, why aren't we doing what's necessary, Hank, his reply was, I really don't know. I don't understand it. Well, I do understand it, ladies and gentlemen. There really are people who want to destroy this nation. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan. And then, of course, you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you'd like to get either the DVD or the 4-CD set, The Threat of an EMP Attack. And that, of course, includes both nuclear and or solar flare. And the solar flare will do this. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, and you can listen to our programs there on a regular basis, Sydney. All of our programs are archived. You can listen to 4 hours a day live and archive the rest of the time. You won't get much accomplished, but you need to get the information. You need to tell others. You need them to get this. Read the article about Edward Snowden saying within 10 days ago, hundreds of millions of people are going to die. Hundreds of millions of people are going to die. If he said that, why haven't we heard about that? Why is everything talking about whether he's a traitor to America, or is it they don't want the American people to know? Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for from the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Friday, August 2nd.